Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member of Avram Goldar and Dinner Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf off the 11th Perek, Chelek. The Zichu Mesechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, when Rabbi Eliezer became ill, his Talmudim came to visit him. Rabbi Eliezer told them there's great anger in the world, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with him, causing him suffering. They all began weeping, but Rabbi Akiva was smiling. The others asked him why he was smiling. He asked them why they were weeping. They said, "Efshir Sefer Torah Shrui Batsar V'Lanivcha." Is it possible that Sefer Torah lies in pain and we should not weep? He responded, "This is why I'm smiling. For as long as I saw our Rebbe's extraordinary success, that none of his proudest becomes ruined in any way, I said, Shema Chas V'Shalom Kibbo Rebbe Olamo. Perhaps, heaven forbid, our Rebbe has already received his world, meaning his reward. Now that I see him in pain, I'm happy because I know his reward awaits him in Olam Haba." Rabbi Yazir said, "Akiva kum chisarti min haTorah kula? Akiva, did I admit anything in fulfilling the entire Torah that I should have to suffer?" Rabbi Akiva replied, "Limanatanu Rabbeinu ki adam ain't tzadik ba'aretz ashiyas tov v'yachta." Rabbi taught us the pasuk, "For there's no righteous man on earth who does only good and never sins." Point number two, when Rabbi Eliezer became ill, four sages came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon spoke up and said, "Tova tal Yisrael metipa shel geshamim. You're better for Yisrael than a drop of rain, which is beneficial in this world, whereas Rabbi benefits us in this world and Olam Haba." Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezman Azari made similar comparisons to the son and one's father and mother, respectively. But Rabbi Akiva said, "Chavivin Yisurin, suffering is precious, for it atones for sins." Rabbi Eliezer said, "Samchuni v'ashma divrei Akiva Talmidis. Sit me up so I can hear the words of my Talmud Akiva, who says suffering is precious." He asked Rabbi Akiva for a source, and Rabbi Akiva replied that he derives it from the wicked King Menashe. Since his father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, taught Torah to the entire world, it's inconceivable that he did not teach his son. Rather, despite all the effort which Chizkiyahu expended to teach his son, nothing raised him back to the good path except suffering. Menashe was captured and chained, and the next pasuk describes how he humbled himself before Hashem, davened to him, and was returned to his throne. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph listed three kings and four commoners who have no share in Olam Haba, the first being Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam merited kingship because he rebuked Shlomo, but was punished for doing so publicly. Shlomo had closed up openings in the city wall for the benefit of Paro's daughter, his wife, and Yeravam said to him, "Your father David made breaches in the wall to facilitate Israel's going out for the regalim. And you closed them in order to charge a toll for Paro's daughter?" Additionally, the pasuk indicates that Yeravam took off his tefillin in Shlomo's presence against the king by inappropriately uncovering his head in the king's presence. The gasus haruach, the arrogance of Yeravam, caused him to be banished from the world. He was afraid that when Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim on the regalim, King Rehoboam would sit in the azara and he would be forced to stand since only Malchi Yehuda could sit, demonstrating that he was not a true king, and the 10 tribes would abandon him. This led him to erect 2 golden calves so people would stop going to Yerushalayim. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, when Rabbi Eliezer became ill, his Talmidim came to visit him. Rabbi Eliezer told them there's great anger in the world, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with him, causing him suffering. They all began weeping, but Rabbi Akiva was smiling. The others asked him why he was smiling. He asked them why they were weeping. They said, "Efshir Sefer Torah Shrui Batsar V'Lanivcha. Is it possible that Sefer Torah lies in pain and we should not weep?" He responded, "This is why I'm smiling. For as long as I saw our Rebbe's extraordinary success, that none of his proudest becomes ruined in any way, I said, Shema Chas V'Shalom Kibbo Rebbe Olamo. Perhaps, heaven forbid, our Rebbe has already received his world, meaning his reward. Now that I see him in pain, I'm happy because I know his reward awaits him in Olam Haba." Rabbi Eliezer said, "Akiva kum chisarti min haTorah kula? Akiva, did I admit anything in fulfilling the entire Torah that I should have to suffer?" Rabbi Akiva replied, "Limanatanu Rabbeinu ki adam ain't tzadik ba'aretz ashiyas tov v'yachta." Rabbi taught us the pasuk, "For there's no righteous man on earth who does only good and never sins." Point number two, when Rabbi Eliezer became ill, four sages came to visit him. Rabbi Tarfon spoke up and said, "Tova tal Yisrael metipa shel geshamim. You're better for Yisrael than a drop of rain, which is beneficial in this world, whereas Rabbi benefits us in this world and Olam Haba." Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezman Azari made similar comparisons to the son and one's father and mother, respectively. But Rabbi Akiva said, "Chavivin Yisurin, suffering is precious, for it atones for sins." Rabbi Eliezer said, "Samchuni v'ashma divrei Akiva Talmidis. Sit me up so I can hear the words of my Talmud Akiva, who says suffering is precious." He asked Rabbi Akiva for a source, and Rabbi Akiva replied that he derives it from the wicked King Menashe. Since his father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, taught Torah to the entire world, it's inconceivable that he did not teach his son. Rather, despite all the effort which Chizkiyahu expended to teach his son, nothing raised him back to the good path except suffering. Menashe was captured and chained, and the next pasuk describes how he humbled himself before Hashem, davened to him, and was returned to his throne. And point number three, the Mishnah Dav Tzadi Amud Alef listed three kings and four commoners who have no share in Almohaba, the first being Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam merited kingship because he rebuked Shlomo, but was punished for doing so publicly. Shlomo had closed up openings in the city wall for the benefit of Paro's daughter, his wife, and Yeravam said to him, "Your father David made breaches in the wall to facilitate Israel's going up for the regalim. And you closed them in order to charge a toll for Paro's daughter?" Additionally, the pasuk indicates that Yeravam took off his tefillin in Shlomo's presence against the king by inappropriately uncovering his head in the king's presence. The gasus haruach, the arrogance of Yeravam, caused him to be banished from the world. He was afraid that when Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim on the regalim, King Rehoboam would sit in the azara and he would be forced to stand since only Malchi Yehuda could sit, demonstrating that he was not a true king, and the 10 tribes would abandon him. This led him to erect 2 golden calves so people would stop going to Yerushalayim. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Aleph, and this one was suggested to us by Kobe Melkin. He suggested that Kuf Aleph is a bird caller going caw, caw. So here goes. The bird callers weeping and going caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chaviv and Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a changed king of bird callers doing tshuva, and ignored the arrogant bird caller salesman outside who just fashioned 2 giant golden bird collars outside his shop. So once again, it's emotion. The bird caller's weeping and going, caw, caw, bird caller's going, caw, caw. That must be more duff, Kuf Aleph. The bird caller's weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling, which reminds the Gemara relates Rabbi Akiva's happiness upon witnessing Rabbi Eliezer suffering. He said, "For as long as I saw our Rebbe's extraordinary success, that none of his proudness becomes ruined in any way, I said, Shema chas v'shalom kibo Rebbe olamo. Perhaps, heaven forbid, our Rebbe has already received his world, meaning his char. Now that I see him in pain, I'm happy because I know his reward awaits him in Olam Haba." So the bird callers weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chaviv and Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, which reminds us, Rabbi Akiva said, Chaviv and Yesurin, suffering is precious, and brought us proof that it was only suffering that caused Menashe to do tshuva. So the bird callers weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chaviv and Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, and ignored the arrogant bird caller salesman outside who just fashioned 2 giant golden bird callers outside his shop, which reminds the Gemara discusses the gasus haruach, the arrogance of Yeravam, which caused him to be banished from the world. He was afraid that when Yisrael would come to Yerushalayim on the regalim, King Rehoboam would sit in the azara, and he would be forced to stand, since only Malchi Yehuda could sit, demonstrating that he was not a true king, and the 10 tribes would abandon him. This led him to erect 2 golden calves so people would stop going to Yerushalayim. So once again, the bird callers weeping and going, caw, caw, as they saw their great bird caller teacher suffering, were shocked to see one student smiling and proclaiming Chaviv and Yesurin, pointing to a portrait of a chained king of bird callers doing tshuva, and ignored the arrogant bird caller salesman outside who just fashioned 2 giant golden bird callers outside his shop. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazara. Dav Tzadi Zayin. So the Simmer Dav Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The crowd of the Mashiach chess master, chess match, that must be on Dav Tzadi Zayin, Chez. The crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, which reminds us many descriptions are given about the generation when Ben David will come, when Mashiach will come, including Pnei Hador and Pnei Kelev. The face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. V'ha'emes ne'ederes, truth will be absent, youths will shame the elders, and elders will stand before minors. So the crowd at the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive, which reminds us that the date of Mashiach's arrival cannot be discerned, contrary to sages who darshaned several psukim to determine when Mashiach would arrive. So the crowd of the Mashiach chess match, who had the faces of dogs, and the elders were standing while the minors were sitting, were busy checking their watches in futility to see when the champion would arrive. When the referee told them all to do tshuva, ma'isim tovim, like some people in the stands, if they want the game to actually happen, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Im Yisrael oisim tshuva nigalin. If Yisrael repents, they'll be redeemed. Im lav, ain't nigalin. And if not, they'll not be redeemed." If Yeshua objects, if they don't repent, will they not be redeemed? Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will establish a melech over them, whose decrees will be as harsh as Haman's. Yisrael owes in tshuva, and Yisrael will repent, machzirim lemutav, and Hashem will thereby return them to the right path. Daf Tzadiches. So the Simur Daf Tzadiches relates to schok, and we use a clown. So here goes. At the Mashiach, clown act. That must be on Daf Tzadiches. Schok, clown. At the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzorah clown undo a bandage, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the Mashiach told Rabbi Shuben Levi that he was coming Hayom, today. Rabbi Shuben thought the Mashiach lied to him since he was coming today, and he did not. Eliyahu explained that he meant Hayom im bekol tishma'u, today, if you heed his voice. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzor clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, which reminds us, Ula said, Yesi v'lech mine, let Mashiach come, but I should not see him. Rava said the same, but Rav Yosef said, let him come, and I should merit to sit even in the shadow of his donkey's dung. Abai asked Rabbi why he did not want to see Mashiach, if it's because of Chevrosh Mashiach, the suffering preceding the arrival of Mashiach, but the Talmidim Rabbi Elezer asked him, Mayasa Adam Yenatzel Mechevrosh Mashiach, what should a person do to be saved from the suffering before Mashiach? And he responded, Yasuk B'Torah Gmil Sasodim, he should involve himself in studying Torah and in acts of kindness. So at the Mashiach clown act, which featured one clown excitedly running through the Hayom door to help a Metzora clown undo a bandage, while another refused to enter and covered his eyes in fear of Chevrei Mashiach, a third clown walked on stage scared of being attacked by 400 men, Shemayigro Machet, which reminds us, two sources provide for the principle of Shemayigro Machet, of Chet taking away what a person already earned. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi asked that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, behold, I'm with you and will guard you wherever you go, yet when Yaakov heard that Esau was marching towards him with an army, the pasuk says, V'yira Yaakov ma'od v'yetzer lo, and Yaakov was greatly afraid and it distressed him. The reason is, Shaya Misyara Shem Yigro Machet, that he was afraid that perhaps a sin may cause him to lose the protection HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. Daf Tzadites. So the Simur Daf Tzadites is a cheetah. So here goes. At the cheetah park, cheetah, that must be on Daf Tzadites. At the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit, no one had yet seen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Nevim Kulan, Uniznabu El Yomos Mashiach. All the Nevim only prophesized about the days of Mashiach, of Olam Haba, Ainu Rasa El Kim Zulascha. But regarding the world to come, no eye has seen, Hashem, except yours, Yas Mochakulo, that which he will do for one who awaits him. This disagrees with Shmuel, who said, Ein Ben Olam Hazel Yomos Mashiach. There's no difference between this world and the days of Mashiach, except for independence from subjugation by foreign governments. So at the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit, no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, Ein Torah, Mina Shamayim, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Amarav taught that one who says, Ein Torah Mina Shamayim, the Torah is not transmitted from Shamayim, has no share in Olam Haba. This is included under Kidvar Hashem Baza. He has despised the word of Hashem about which it says, Hakares Tikares, that soul shall be completely cut off, meaning both from this world and Olam Haba. This includes even one who concedes to the entire Torah's veracity, except for a single pasuk, an extra or missing letter, or kavachomer or gezer shava. Kidvar Hashem Baza includes other people as well. So at the cheetah park, where a cheetah lay down next to the lamb in the Yomos Mashiach exhibit that was right next to the closed Olam Haba exhibit, no one had yet seen and prohibited to people who say, Ein Torah, Mina Shamayim, a farmer wearing cheetah-patterned overalls who planted but didn't harvest, was schmoozing with a yeshiva bacher who learned but didn't review, which reminds us, Rabbi Shuman Karcha says, whoever learns Torah but does not review it, adam is similar to a person who plants but does not harvest. Rabbi Yeshua says, whoever learns Torah and forgets it is like a woman who gives birth and then buries her child. Mikiva said, zamer b'chol yom, sing every day. Sing every day, meaning review constantly, even if it's familiar to you, like a song. Daf Kuf, so the Simon Daf Kuf is a kof, a monkey. So here goes. In the monkey cage, monkey, that must be on Daf Kuf, kof, monkey. In the monkey cage, where a talking monkey called Apikoros said, those rabbis, while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous opinions as to what constitutes an Apikoros, one being using the expression, Hani Rabbanan, those rabbis. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Epicurus said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, which reminds us, Reb Dimi said, "Asi Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitenu Kol Tzadik V'Tzadik Mali Omso." Hashem is destined to give every tzadik reward as much as his handful. Abai wondered how a person can receive Hashem's handful reward, since a pasuk describes the entire world as being the span of Hashem's hand. Reb Dimi responded that Rava Bar Mari taught that Kodesh Baruch Hu is destined to give every tzaddik 310 worlds based on the pasuk Hanchil Ohove Yesh, to grant those who love me substance. Yesh has a gematria of 310. Thus, tzaddikim will have ample space to receive a Kodesh Baruch Hu's immense reward. So in the monkey cage where a talking monkey called Epicurus said, "Those rabbis," while pointing a banana at rabbis looking in, and a well-behaved monkey stored its reward bananas in a globe labeled 310 worlds, the zookeeper came in to snatch the Sefer Bensira that another monkey was reading, which reminds us, in the Mishnah of Akiva says, "One who reads Sfarim Chitzonim, external books, has no share in Olam Haba." This means Sifrei Minim, books of heretics. Rav Yosef says that Sefer Bensira is also forbidden to read, or she explains that it includes worthless material which causes Bittul Torah. The Gemara identifies objectionable statements in Bensir as describing a thin-bearded man as very wise, a thick-bearded man as a fool, and a man with a part in his beard, who constantly strokes his beard, as exceedingly clever. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you discuss who is considered an Epicurus? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number two, which daf do you machlokes is whether Klal Yisrael needs to do teshuvah for Mashiach to come? That's on daf Tzadi Zayin. Good. Number three, which of the one that Yeruvim ben Nevat's Gassus of Ruach caused him to fall and build the two golden calves? That's on Dav Kufal. Good. Number four, which Dav do you discuss Gabriel stopping Nebuchadnezzar from taking more than four steps? That's on Dav Tzadi Vav. Good. Number five, which of the one that one who learns but does not review is like one who plants but doesn't reap? That's on Dav Tzadi Tes. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss Sefer Bensira? That's on daf Kuf. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn why Rabbi Akiva was smiling when he saw Rabbi Eliezer suffering? That's on daf Kuf Aleph. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn about Nuvar Zadon finding the bubbling blood of Zechariah? That's on daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn about how David fell into Yishbi's hands and how Avishai saved him? That's on daf Tzadi Hey. Good. Number 10, which of the one that Rabbi Akiva learned that Chaviv and Yisurin from Menashe doing Teshuvah because of his suffering? That's on Daf Kufalv. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.